I'm Summer.
It's Haley.
And this is
Work-Life Woo. Work-Life Woo Wednesday. We hope you guys have been fighting through this full moon energy, right?
It's been intense.
Because today we're recording this a week before you'll hear it. So yeah. This past week was the full moon in Aquarius.
Mm-hmm. The big blue moon.
The blue moon.
Is that a song?
Greece.
Oh.
And they moon the camera.
Oh, yeah. We should watch Greece.
We should. Oh, my God. That's my second favorite movie. First favorite movie, Dirty Dancing, which I was in Lake Lore this weekend.
Yes.
And almost went down a Dirty Dancing tour trip. But anyways.
Yes, this week's energy has been chaotic as heck.
Mm-hmm.
And we are doing the best we can. And I hate that I just said that.
Doing the best we can. I will say for me personally, though, I was talking about this in therapy yesterday. The buck moon last time did a doozy on me.
Mm-hmm.
This full moon is totally nicer.
Oh, good.
Has been nicer.
Good.
Yeah. But not the case for everyone, I know.
I think that also probably, you've been really intentional this week about honoring your, alone time mm-hmm. and taking time for yourself. And that helps a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it does help. And that was a part of this, cycle we're in. As a Leo, you sent that to me, right? Was that just for Leos?
I was just blasting you.
Blasting me with some woo this week. I like it. Okay, well, as you all know, we're going to start off with the energy of it all, the card pool. And we are actually, because we're unofficially sponsored by Chani, because we're manifesting that, the Chani app, Chani. And we're going to just start reading the tarot card of the week that they give us, and then just kind of have that set the tone for the episode.
The sun card honors this week's Mercury Kazmi.
Kazmi, which we just looked up. So for friends at home, the Mercury Kazmi. So and we're probably saying it wrong, but Chani, you can correct us on this when you're a sponsor. It is when a planet is very close to the sun or in the heart of the sun. Okay, proceed.
As well as soul's entrance into Virgo. This card reflects the golden seeds of insight that the Kazmi sows, but it also evokes this week's bumpier astrology, since the sun's sudden blast of clarity can illuminate our growth edges. Virgo season tends to reveal the unhelpful habits depleting our vitality and the critical inner scripts blocking the flow of our creativity, but it also brings practical magic to whatever we're manifesting. So break down your dreams into micro moves, even if they seem mundane, and don't shy away from debuting your works in progress, no matter how vulnerable you feel. Let the sun embolden you to face the fear and radiate your talents to the world anyway.
Okay, first thing, the fact that it has practical magic in it just lit me up. I'm so here for all the fall vibes, and that is obviously my one number one go-to movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how did you feel about that?
Yeah, I think that's a super helpful affirmation, especially for this full moon week I've been having.
Yeah, and I was going to say it's so spot on with how I've been thinking recently in terms of taking a step back, reflecting and seeing legitimately what's working.
Yeah.
And then but also when we did our meditation evening with Aaron, and it was who brought up the fact that it was, or maybe it was a card we read, but it was don't worry about thinking about it, just move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about the end result, just keep moving forward. I feel like that kind of came up here too.
Yeah. I feel like that was your card.
Was that my card? Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was one of the cards we pulled. So unhelpful habits. So that'll be a doozy.
Well, I was just going to say my mental health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine is, it's one I've been, and it's so, I love it. I love how this all works because I made the decision I'm going to start talking about it more, because I noticed if I start talking about it more, I'll fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So mine is getting up in the mornings, having a morning routine.
You were blasting this morning.
Freaking no, I wasn't.
Oh.
I mean, I was, but all of that just to sit in an hour and a half of traffic.
Well, on the positive side, when you called me at 6:15, I was
Were you
highly
surprised?
impressed.
You were like, oh, you sound awake.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I just got out of the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I know. So
on the way.
I'm getting there. I just have, you know, when you like wake, whatever, your alarm, you probably don't because you have like an internal alarm like Nick does. But like whenever my time to get up is present, whether it's with an alarm or the sun rises, I'm like, I just make up time in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, get up. Like I have so many issues with getting out of bed.
Yeah. Some people just are like that. My husband is one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it, but you know, you can't be perfect.
No, we can't all be like you.
No, I'm just kidding. I was just about to compliment you.
I love it.
I was just about to say, well, you know what? I'll go ahead. So,
okay. Yeah, I feel good about, and then like, I think it's appropriate because the topic is about me and branding, and I'm a Leo, but also obviously we're still in Leo season. So we're headed into Virgo season now.
Yeah.
But, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Powerful, yeah. Powerful season.
Just powerful.
Okay. So listen. Listen up, everybody. I want to start with, I am so lucky. I'm very lucky to have many in the business world, many experts, people who I consider experts in my world. And I don't know how, I think that goes for both of us. And I don't know how we got so lucky, but I feel very grateful for that.
I do too.
And
because we manifested it.
Yeah.
Like, well, we set the intention.
Right.
And then it all kind of just happened.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So Haley Kruth of Moxie Made is the branding expert in my life and in many of our lives. But that being said, I like think you are a total expert, and I tell you all the time, but it shows in your work, and you are incredibly insightful and thoughtful and creative, and you're not only artfully creative, but also very strategically creative. And so I'm excited to talk about that today. We're going to start with a spicy game.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Of true or false.
Oh, okay.
Because I want to get Haley real worked up.
Oh gosh. Okay.
All right. So true or false.
Okay.
Your logo is your brand.
Freaking false. Okay. I was like, wait, my brain's not processing. False.
Your why isn't important.
False. What are these all false?
No. I told you. Okay, branding is important for small businesses.
So true.
And rebranding should only be done if the current brand is failing.
False.
Yeah, so I, of course, know so much about your business and am obsessed, but I want for you to, we're going to start from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think from what I understand in the branding process from working so closely with you and then also all of the psychotic research I do is that the why in your branding is actually, or the why in your brand is actually incredibly important.
Yeah.
If not the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you is why branding? Why did you, what made you choose this world?
I think I've thought about this a lot. And what I always come back to is storytelling. And so I love a good story and I love sharing. And I felt, and I like kind of fell into branding. And when I started doing it, I was like, I didn't even know what I was doing. But I knew I was telling a story. Like I was bringing people in. I was making connections with certain things. So like giving a business a name that had meaning. And then there was a story behind it. And same thing with naming my business. There was a story behind it that fed into the look of the business, the logo and the websites and stuff like that. So like my why. And this is funny because it's different, I think, than our first episode,
mm-hmm.
because which is still true. My why is like, why not? That's like kind of my like anthem, my brand's anthem, like do it. But why branding specifically is because, yeah, like I'm a firm believer in storytelling for sure.
So can you explain, since you touched on it a little bit, mm-hmm. and maybe you've already explained this in previous episodes, but the meaning behind Moxie Made?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So when I originally named my business, it was Moxie K, which we talked about that in the episode of Could Not Hear Us Speaking.
It's okay.
It's fine. Moxie K was the original name I landed on. And so at this time, I was like newly freelancing. I had like three different jobs and I had no idea what I was doing, but I knew I wanted, like, I was just sat down one day and started writing out my story again. So, like, writing out my life story. And I came across the word Moxie because I started like pulling out descriptors that I felt like described me. And I think I asked a few friends, like, give me some words that you would say described me. And a lot of my story was like determination. And like, I had a lot more angst in my life at that time. And just very much like, keep going, don't give up, you know, facing adversity, blah, blah, blah. So with that, I landed on Moxie. And I liked the word because it had an X in it, as like, visually, I thought it was appealing. And it was like kind of edgy. And then I did K because my last name was going to be Kruth. I wasn't married yet. Yeah. And so I was like, Moxie K. So that was what I landed on. And so anyways, I share that because that's how Moxie came to light. But then, so that was in, I don't know what year, 2018, maybe. And then 2020 was when I rebranded to Moxie Made, because I never really liked Moxie K. Like, it just never felt right to me when I was saying it. And so anyways, I did another, like, at this point, what I'm now calling my namestorming session, and like did more research. And I decided I wanted the people I worked with to feel like they have Moxie. And so that's why, and I wanted them to be made by Moxie me. So that's why Moxie Made came along, and that's what I go with. And I am also a fan of, like, in terms of branding, like, things that can play off of that and again feed into that story. So that's why, you know, Moxie Mondays. And I ask people like what their latest Moxie moment of Moxie is and stuff like that. So
yeah, and I think that's such a testament to, like, you talking about, I guess I should say, not many people when they're in a crossroads in their professional and, you know, yeah, professional life, sit down and write out their life story,
yeah,
and determine their next steps and their next direction. And so I think that's such a testimony to who you are, but also like how you implement that into your processes.
Yeah. And like how my brain works, I guess.
Yeah. And your thoughtfulness towards everything that you do. Me as a person, I can have chaotic energy and not all the time. I don't identify with that, but I can lean that way in moments of crisis. And I feel like you are really talented at looking inwards and like writing things out and processing things. Mm-hmm. And I think even like this week, you know, it's been a moment for you to just sit back and process things. So everything you do is done with intentionality. Is that a word?
Yeah, I think so. It's done with intention.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I think I just had a thought. Two things came to mind. First is, to your point there, I think I've been processing since I was 6 years old. And yeah. So that's why I think it's now like just a part of me. And I think that's another reason why branding is, because like I need to know the why, you know, like, but why? Mm-hmm. And then how? And then fortunately, my background and what I love to do too is like communications, marketing and stuff like that. So then I have that like, okay, well, now we can effectively communicate that to the people that you're trying to speak to. And so I have that side of my brain too. And so I'm like, that makes sense. But yeah, I think for my whole life, I've been just trying to process feelings and been in therapy more than I haven't been in my whole life. So I think that's because I've had that built-in like practice. It fortunately works for the branding process. But I also wanted to put out there a random thought that came to mind. I just like had an out-of-body experience thinking about how my business name is Moxie Made. Like, I never fully like have realized, like, it's just been something, you know? And I'm like, that's like my business. Like, I've never, it's just wild. I don't know. Never fully identified with it. This is weird. Maybe it's the coffee hitting.
That is special. Mm-hmm. On that note, can you walk me through the but why process when like starting with a new client?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to kind of play it out? Like use?
Yeah. Like, well, we can.
Yeah. I mean, not extremeful because I already have my but whys.
Yes. Because, okay, so it always starts, I was going to say, it always starts, and like I have this in my initial questionnaire that I send out to people I work with, and I say, like, why? Most of the time, people are like, you know, to make money, do my own thing. And it's like, okay, but why? Like, past that. Because, you know, if you, and I've now learned this with our woo implementation now moving forward, it's the law of attraction. So like, if you're putting out, yes, you want to make money, that's important. You want to put that out there so you can get it back. But if that's your only thing, like that's going to be, that's what I call, like, you just don't have substance backing, you know, whatever it is you're doing.
I'm going to create a random product.
Okay.
And we can walk through it. We're just doing this on a whim, so it's not planned. So,
what is your product?
It's a transparent whiteboard. It's a whiteboard that's transparent.
So, why did you invent this product?
Because whiteboards are ugly and they are just no longer aesthetic. But using a conference room as an example, I think a transparent board looks a lot better than a whiteboard.
Okay. And what do you think the appeal would be for someone to pick a clear board versus like a normal whiteboard?
Well, whiteboards are like just not a Gen Z thing anymore.
Okay, so it's a generational thing?
It's a generational thing.
And why is that important to you?
Because I think it's important to present my messaging and whatever I'm trying to educate people with clearly. And I think if it's on a whiteboard, then this generation will not pay attention.
Okay, so you've chosen your Gen Z as your who.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. I'm just like trying to piece this all together here. But like why this industry? Why this product? Like why is this a concern to you? When I'm asking people, when I start working with them and I send them the questionnaire, there is a question about your why. And I make sure I state it's like past making money, because obviously we're all here doing our own business, trying to make a living, but you got to go deeper than that. And if you don't, it will shine through, and you won't have enough layers or substance to kind of break through. And this hasn't been the case always. Okay. So we've seen a huge shift, I would say, like within the last 5 years-ish, for companies, like even the big companies, to have more substance in their branding, because people are sniffing it out and they're done. Like, no more smoke and mirrors. If you're saying stuff to us, it needs to be legit. We don't just say something to make it sound good and make us feel good. Like, it needs to be backed by something. And so that has definitely changed. And, you know, as we move into this, like,
recession?
No, people putting in their 2 weeks. Like, as we're moving into this era now too, where more people are self-employed and small businesses are popping up more so than anything else in the economy, branding is like crucial, and having your why clearly felt would put you ahead if you didn't. It more so if you didn't have it. Like if you just had a product, like this whiteboard in front of us, it's a little bit different because it's kind of more of an aesthetic situation than like something else. But it's important to have it. Like that company who makes that whiteboard probably stands for something. You know what I mean? And that could put them ahead of a different company. So
yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. So okay. I think that explains a lot of the strategery that goes into what you do, and I want to talk more about that. But I want to pop back to the beginning a little bit and get a little more elaboration on, I think so many people think that their logo is their business, and it's the – and then I guess in some cases that is the first representation of your business if they're just seeing an ad or, you know.
Right, yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, I think so many people think their logo is their brand. And my question to you is why is – and you just went into it a little bit, but starting from the beginning and in layman's terms, why is that – why is your brand more than just your logo?
Yeah. So I wanted to say – you know, in our episode about like how we started our businesses, we both did the same thing basically, where it was like we needed a logo, we needed a website. So I have fallen into that. Like, that's, I've been there and I've done that. And that's where I kind of learned from, although I did do a little bit more strategy on the front end, like I just said, with why my business got its name and whatever. But it's more because, and I've realized this over the years, people don't understand that, not your typical person will understand that, like, design gives feelings. I mean, they understand that, but they don't think too much on it. You just, yeah, you need something visual to put out there to, like, get your name out there. And so, you know, there's not much, because people, not everyone is walking around, like, has the skill set to understand colors and fonts and, you know, design styles. Like, you know, you're just doing what you can to get your business up and going. And so that's why I think that's why brand, when you hear, like, my brand, you just think your logo. And that is only one part of it. And that's why I've, you know, created this entire process now about all the things that we spend about a month on before we even get to designing a logo. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said in the beginning, you know, you need to have conversations, you need to have thoughts about the why and about, you know, the who of it all. And, you know, certain answers to those questions can inspire things for the visual aspects of the brand. And so having that thought process in the front end is so valuable that people often skip over, because you just don't know. Like, you aren't, not everyone, like I said, not everyone's a strategist, not everyone is a designer. And so what we do, especially as, like, solopreneurs, we do what we can, get a logo, get going, and then oftentimes come back and say, okay, well, I'm not aligned. I don't feel aligned with the people I'm trying to reach. Okay, well, why is that? Like, it could be a variety of things, and your logo is just one part of that.
Yeah, and I think to use me as an example and, like, how we met is, you know, I, and, like, many entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, you're throwing spaghetti at a wall. This is mm-hmm. what you like to say. Mm-hmm. Throw spaghetti at a wall and see what sticks. And I was doing that because, you know, being at a crossroads and, like, having to make money and seeing, using your skill set and just kind of seeing what works. And then when you hit that moment, because every solopreneur will, mm-hmm. I don't, everyone will, mm-hmm. if you decide to keep pushing, is you're going to hit a moment where you need that strategy and that really, like, zoom out. It's giving your business personality and mm-hmm. and giving what you're doing meaning.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, your logo is an important piece of that. But something that I learned through meeting Haley and working very closely with her is there is actually, and I, of course, want you to elaborate on this, but mm-hmm. there's actually so much power in the strategy side.
Yeah.
And it's almost scary to keep going at no matter what point you're at. And we can talk about that a little later, but it can be very scary to keep pushing and keep trying business. And I'm saying trying because I don't think you can be a business without having a branding session at some point.
Yeah, no, I agree. And so it always comes back to the C's of it, the C's. So I say, you know, branding creates consistency, it avoids confusion. And at the very least, in, like, thinking in terms of, like, a solopreneur going through something like my strategy session, at the very least, you're going to get clarity. Mm-hmm. And, like, clarity in your business is invaluable. Like, that is insanely invaluable when you're trying to figure out what the F you're doing. Like, so at the very least, you know, we're giving you a path to understand where it is you need to go, and giving you, like, we're building the foundation of your business basically with the strategy portion, and then in turn into the design side of things. But it definitely is, you know, so say you're a business and you get a logo, you make yourself a logo, whatever, you hire someone off Fiverr to give you a logo. Okay. If you're a service-based business, that logo will go maybe on your website, it's going to go on your business cards, it's going to go on your social media account. What's past that? You know, what else is there? You know, what else do you stand for? Have you thought about this besides just, hi, I'm Joe and I sell, you know,
whiteboards.
Well, I'm trying to think service based. So, like, I'm Joe and I consult on environmentally friendly buildings. I don't know. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, great. You know you know your name, you know your business name, you know your logo. But like, so does Joe Schmo down the way. You know what I mean? Like, he also may be doing the same thing as you. Mm-hmm. So that whole piece of, okay, now what makes me different is what that strategy really helps and builds, basically, and why it's so important.
Okay. So
did I just spark something in you?
Yeah. So okay. That obviously, like, Haley has so much good information on this, and this is why she needs to do a TED Talk.
I will do a TED Talk.
Yeah, this is why she is scheduled to do a TED Talk. We will share the date with you all as soon as it is public. You have so much good information, and maybe you'll continue to, well, obviously through your newsletter and through Instagram, share, you know, just in your website, and also like future workshops and stuff. I just think whatever you can hop on to get that value from Haley and Moxie Made, it is definitely worth it.
Thank you.
That made me think about brand pillars. Mm-hmm. And obviously this could be its own like 5-hour, mm-hmm. 10-day conversation.
So many people use pillars for so many different things. So that's basically the brand essence that I go through. I use messaging pillars.
Oh.
So like 3 core messages that you stand for that then you can create content based off of.
Haley has 2 main offers. Moxie Made has 2 main offers, which is like a full scope branding project, and then Made in 72. Mm-hmm. And so I have 2 questions for you. First, when is the ideal time for a full brand project in your business?
Yeah. So it needs to be when you do have that clarity piece. It doesn't have to be like fully developed, because like I said, like I could help you finish developing the clarity on what it is you're offering and for who. But those are like the 2 main things. Like if you have a product or a service and you understand what exactly it is and who it is for, then I believe you're ready to invest in branding. If it's my like sweet spot, I would say, with people is if you already have like a minimal viable product or a minimum viable product. So you already have an MVP out into the wild, out into the world, and you're seeing success and you're like, oh my gosh. So meaning like you have the, maybe you DIY'd your logo and you have like the basic, like in terms of how it looks, how you're showing up, and you're seeing success. That is like full green light, full steam ahead, invest in branding because you found something that needs to be, you know, put your mark on, basically. Mm-hmm. So that, does that answer your question?
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
And what is a Made in 72? And then when, and then mm-hmm. of course I want to spend more time on like a full branding project, but mm-hmm. In terms of Made in 72, what is a Made in 72? And then what is the ideal time for that as well?
Yes. So a Made in 72, I created this about 2 years ago now because I wanted to help people like me starting out who didn't have enough money or enough funds to invest into like the full branding thing. And so Made in 72 is a 72-hour brand refresh, and it is for people who have DIY'd their logo or they have a logo that they're not super jazzed about, but they want to elevate that. They want to give it a facelift. And then I also put in some strategy in the front end. So we go through like a mini strategy session, and then we head into updating the logo and send them on their way. And it's really great for people, again, who are already out there seeing success, and they just really are ready to take that next step in like a mini level up. And maybe, you know, they want – because in all of our processes, we give you a suite of logos and different versions, different file types for like print and for web. And so that's great for like, you know, you want to start showing up. I think about some of the ones we've done recently where, you know, you have wraps for cars. Like you need proper logo design for that. It's harder to do that with a logo that's made in Canva. So it's like having somebody professionally being able to come in and say, you know, okay, I like my font, but I want something else, like a different color. I want a different icon in my logo, blah, blah, blah. Okay. That's what we cover in a Made in 72.
Okay. And then what does 72 stand for?
Just 72 hours. Yeah. So, and then I kind of branded it to be like 1972. So it's like the 70s vibe, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's very cute. Whenever I was introduced to Haley, it was to meet about branding, and the Made in 72 on her website caught my attention because it was such a vibe.
Thanks. And then again, I guess from a branding standpoint, I had the maid in there because Moxie made. So,
Imagine that.
yeah.
The thoughtfulness goes into everything, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
So walk me through the process of a full brand project. And obviously it's like a very in-depth, really like dissection process. And it takes, how long does it normally take?
Usually about 3 months.
Yeah. So it's obviously a long process, but can you speak on like, again, from a zoomed out explanation, what does that process kind of look like?
Yeah, and I also wanted to say too, because I forgot to mention this, for the when is the best time to do like a full-blown brand project? Another thing with that is it's not a time when you're rushed. Like, do not rush through this process. It is not worth it. You need to understand it takes time. Like you just said, it takes, it's not like a quick turnaround, but that's for a reason. Like, all of this stuff needs to have thought put behind it, and that takes time. So yes, it's more than your logo. And so what is it? So what we cover, we start off with my favorite part, which is like a 2-hour brand strategy workshop. We start off really heavily with questions, and I'm just asking you questions. It's in the form of some online questionnaires. We do a 2-hour brand strategy workshop. So I'm sitting down with you, or we're on Zoom together, and I am literally playing devil's advocate, is what I say. I'm asking the why, like, but why, but why, but why? And I might know the answer, or I might know what the answer should be, but I'm really listening to how the person in front of me is, what words they're using, how they feel, what they envision. And it's like really, it's fascinating to me. I just love it so much. And so I'm taking notes the whole time. I'm recording the session so I can go back and pull from that. And so that's really the basis. And then we also touch on if it's an existing business, which it doesn't have to be actually. We've done it where the business isn't existing, but like I said, you have to have that like pretty good idea of the who you want to be serving. We will survey that type of person, a group of those people. So if it's your existing clients, if it's the people who aren't your clients yet, but you want them to be, we'll survey them too to get their real-time like feedback on the product, on the service. And again, I'm looking for the words that they use and how they're communicating, because that's the big part of this is, okay, I want to make sure we're effectively communicating from this point on so that everything is good from here. So we really start there, and then we'll head into crafting things like your purpose statement. We get your peak product statement. So that was something I learned in business class that I've talked about a lot, but really just in the most simple form, what is your business? And then even more simple, how to describe it to a 5-year-old, which Mimi from Tiny Tessels introduced me to. She asked all of her clients that, and I love that. So that's where we need to distill it down. I've had clients basically almost cry because that has given them so much relief and clarity. And then after that, we head into mission and vision statements, core values. So, even if I tell people, even if you aren't planning on promoting these, it's peace of mind understanding what you stand for, what you have the vision of for your business. And then after that, we head into tagline establishment. So, making sure your tagline, again, is like infused with this feeling that we're creating. And in that process, too, I'm establishing your brand essence. So, kind of like what you were talking about, but giving your business a personality. So, we go through things like archetypes and personality traits, tone of voice, voice in general. So, what is the business? Are they a female? Are they a male? If it's not you, if it's not a personal brand. So,
And can I jump in there? I want to share for the people like me, for the just regular old folks of this world, brand voice is important because, and correct me if I'm wrong, of course, but brand voice is important because it's the voice you use to share your messaging and your business.
Yeah. And I used to do an exercise with my interns at one of my jobs because, again, it's not a personal brand. So you had to we had multiple people running our social media accounts. So I would do an exercise. I would ask them a question and I would say, write the answer in your own words and then write it in the voice of what you think Mint would sound like, the business that I was working for. And so that was so eye-opening to them and to us. And so I could critique, because I was like the creator of that voice, basically. So I knew it best. And so I could say, okay, no, we would not say it like that. So that's also great, though, if you are a personal brand and you do have someone else running your social media, making sure you have those, putting a name to the sound of the voice. You know, it's a 30-year-old woman who's very friendly, who's welcoming, who's maternal, you know what I mean? Because all of those things, and if you're using AI now to generate captions for your posts, having those traits established for your brand so you can plug in is so important. Again, creating consistency and avoiding confusion. That's right. What we're here to do.
Is your business using the word unleash every day? Yeah. No.
Unleashed. Yes. But yeah, so, and then I don't want to keep like going down the line of things, but in the process of my brand project too, like I said, we'll establish all of that fun stuff with making your business feel like a person. And then we'll name the business too at that point if you don't have a name. I don't do the name first because again, we got to get all of this other stuff figured out because a name might come up that means so much more than what you would have ever thought of. And then after all of that, we head into the design of it all. So creating your primary, secondary, wordmark, logos, assets if you need for like patterns for your brand, your business, dependent on what it is you have. And yeah, and then we wrap it all together in a pretty asset library at the end. So
love it. Mm-hmm. It's such a gift.
So fun. I love it so much. Delivery day is fun.
Yeah. Yes. It's a 3-month process, but ultimately, 3-month process, but ultimately it is because it is such an in-depth walkthrough and it's providing the foundation for the future of your business.
Right. Yeah.
So I think that's, you know, something to remember that, you know, even though that it feels like you might need something sooner, if you have a MVP, then, you're good. Hold tight.
Yeah.
Because it's definitely worth it for the longevity of your business.
Yes, for sure. And I wanted to add something fun since we're on work life woo. For the longest time, I have on the back end of my process for myself working for other people, have incorporated woo woo tactics like pulling cards for projects. I've not ever infused that into my actual process with the client. But I'm going to start.
Love that. And I know you've shared it before, but share again how you've added Spotify.
And like, yeah, stuff like that. So asking people what their, if their brand was a song, what would it be?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're here to create, branding is a feeling.
Yep.
It's creating that overall feeling about a business. And so what better way, I mean, music is so beautiful because it's an intangible thing that makes you feel something. And that's exactly what branding should be too.
Yeah. And on the note of woo things, again, like we talked about with systems last week and branding is also, the same kind of thing is, once you make the, and this is a piece of the abundance mindset too, once you make an investment in something to, that's this powerful for your business, you're telling the universe, I'm ready, I'm investing, I am, you know, putting the work in to get, I'm expecting to achieve really high results, or I will achieve really great results from this process. So, you know, even though you feel like you might need to get on the ground and get running and get moving, take advice from someone who did that. And, you know, make the investment. And like, if you are, so speaking specifically just for solopreneurs, but say you are still working for a company, but you have the dreams of starting your own business, and you're playing it the safe way, which I can't relate to, but you're playing it the safe way. So say you're putting money away, or saving money to invest into your business as a solopreneur, make branding one of the things that you are planning for, because whether you do it from the get or you have an MVP, it's one of the most important things that you are going to do for you and your business.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I agree. I'm the first person to say, though, you know, if you're trying to get started, you know, make your logo, DIY your logo, DIY your website on Squarespace or whatever, but then come see me when you do see success.
Yeah. And listen to this podcast, right? Like, mm-hmm. there are so many great resources out there.
So many free, wonderful resources now in the world that we live in.
I mean, to prepare for this interview, I literally listened to a podcast about branding mm-hmm. and like breaking down the brand pillars. You know, there are so many, like, I am not a branding person at all. I love the process and I love seeing Haley's creativity, but you know, that's not my specialty. And so that being said, I, you know, if you're starting a business, you probably are able to think out of the box and think creatively. And so, you know, an important part of that is being able to be resourceful and like mm-hmm. listen to this podcast as an example, mm-hmm. or, you know, join in on free workshops. And free webinars and read books and listen to podcasts and, you know, do all of the things to educate yourself until you're at that point, but don't try to do it alone.
Yeah. And it's like how we used to say with the side hustle workshops Marielle and I have put on, you may not be ready yet to take the leap, but by signing up for something like that workshop or like what you were saying, doing any of that, you are creating space for that idea to come to life. Mm-hmm. And that means something.
Yeah.
Why not? Right. Mm-hmm. There is no reason. Like even if it's not going to ever come to fruition, maybe it won't. But if you have an inkling, just let yourself just create a little bit of space for it. And it doesn't have to cost money. Like you were saying, listen to a podcast, entertain that idea. And then you never know where that's going to take you.
Yep. Just, you know, it all takes work, right? And effort, mm-hmm. but it's not just work for the now. It's like, it's the planning that's mm-hmm. so important.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share about branding or your process?
No, I think that covers everything.
Yeah. That was a lot of information. So I would recommend listening twice.
Yeah.
Because it definitely is, you know, helpful information no matter what phase of business that you're in.
Yeah. Thank you for thinking that. And you're one of my biggest cheerleaders. Love ya. But no, I think, yeah, I love what I do. I'm so lucky and I feel like I've crawled my way to this point. But I love it. I love it. And I wouldn't want to be doing anything else. I never thought I would say that. So,
aww,
yeah.
I love that. Okay. So in terms of intentions, yes. Since this is a very, you know, business related mm-hmm. Episode, why don't we set intentions for our business this week?
Oh, it's no surprise. I'm like, I just want to be very strategic with my time and with what I say yes to in terms of work coming up this week.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a good one.
And I think going off of like the tarot card of the week, that's what it's telling us to do too.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, honestly, we're probably going to cut that part out, but I like went dark when Haley was talking, because no matter how much, you know, we're always learning and we're always working. And so, you know, we're constantly evolving. And while Haley was talking, I was like, oh, I'm going to have to go back and listen to what was the point where like something hit me in the face, that I need to, work out for me. But, you know, we're always learning. And so I think, taking a step back and maybe even re-listening to this episode a couple of times to implement some of your advice, and in terms of the strategy piece.
Mm-hmm. I loved listening to your episode last week about streamlining. If you all haven't listened to it, last week's episode was all about Streamful and streamlining and automations and all these fun things. So, okay.
Yeah, definitely listen to that episode. And we are going to be putting a poll on Spotify mm-hmm. every week to get some insight and feedback from you. So please engage with that.
Yeah. And I think next week we're going to go do a field trip to a metaphysics shop.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be in true walking fashion.
Yes. I'm so excited.
Yeah. So stay tuned.
All right. Well, thank you, Haley.
Thanks, Sam.
Okay.
Mike, cheers.
Subscribe to us on Spotify.
Yeah. Let us know what you think.
Bye.
Bye.